Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine and neck long and shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed and hands are relaxed and on your lap. Softly, gently close your physical eyes and let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head. The line reaches the top and slowly coming down through the center of your head and neck and spine, reaches the base. And the line is still going down and down and down into the ground. And finally reaches the very center of our planet. So by imagining, observing this long straight line penetrating you, your inner eye is wide open to all directions. You start sensing the space around you and you are firmly grounded. Chakras are settled and your consciousness starts traveling freely in and out of your body. So enjoy sensing the space around you, in front, back, side to side, above and beneath. Feels like your body is floating in this gentle, soft, bright space. So this is a very simple step, but the don't you think your feeling is so good and different? Because your consciousness is not imprisoned by your body anymore. So freely moving around feels so good. And keeping this feeling, slowly bring your consciousness onto your breathing, a tiny amount of air coming in and out through your nostrils or mouth. observe your mind chatters. You don't need to fight against any thoughts, sensations, emotions, feelings, but observe them. Don't forget to observe your breathing and observe your mind chatters at the same time. This is step one. We are focusing on the truth, stability, peace, safety, strength, and love. And at the same time, we are aware of our ego's thoughts. Ego is speaking to you, this and that. So we are aware of that temptations. So observe two things. This is a first step to be closer to your wisdom, God in you, Holy Spirit in you. So part of us understand that our perception is twisted, distorted, and we have to correct it. But another part of our mind still wanting the body is healed, body cures, kind of problem is fixed, and so on. So we observe ego's thoughts, but we observe we are connected with the truth, wisdom. We observe both. That's why we can choose again. Okay. Part of us knows there is nothing to fear. And another part of us are doing this and that, thinking this and that, planning this and that because of their fear. So we observe both. And now, It's time to observe God's breathing. So you don't breathe by yourself anymore, and instead just observe God is breathing. Imagine God is in front of you, and now God exhales. His breath is coming to you directly and entering your body in space. His exhalation is your inhalation, and you hold. And God inhales. So his breath is slowly coming out through your nostrils or mouth. God exhales. You are receiving God's breath, prana, power source, life itself, and hold, feel it. And God slowly inhales, his breath is gently coming out with your appreciation and gratitude. God exhales his peace and love and joy and abundance coming to you. Hold. And God inhales your appreciation and gratitude is sending to him. So please receive God's breath a few more times by yourself. You are part of universal breathing. You are part of God's breath. You are breathed. This is your home. Everything is giving to you constantly, steadily. This is your reality. Your life is here, not in this world. Your life is here, among God's mind, God's love, we receive God's love with all other brothers and sisters. And come back normal breathing and keeping the sense of your home. You are surrounded by love, gentleness, softness. And now let's look within. You feel the outside of you, and now look inside. There is love inside of you. Very inside of you, there is a small voice of God, the light of God there. Can you feel it? So you look within, go more, go deeper and deeper. You feel more light, the light is lighter, and you can hear the voice now. I'm with you, I'm here, the voice is here. The voice says, I'm here. So listen, I'm here. Ego teaches you how to listen. Of course, ego teaches you to use your ears. But when you listen to the voice of God in you, you don't need to use ears. The voice is received by all senses. Through all your aspect. So listen, I'm here with you, I'm here for you. So feel the voice, feel the light. Don't misunderstand, we are not trying to make up fantasies. We are approaching the truth about ourselves. We are approaching the fact about ourselves. The voice is all the time in you. I'm here. God is in you, and at the same time, you are in God. You are in love, and at the same time, love is in you. Strength is in you. So now you start listening to the voice from around you too. So you start hearing the voice out from outside of you. God is whispering to you, I'm with you, I'm here. And inside of you, God is also saying that I'm with you. What is there between the voice around you and in you, voice in you. So between, there is your thought. There are your so many thoughts. You thought so many things today from the morning. Think about this and that, doing this and that, saying this and that, planning this and that, regretting this and that, angry at this and that. So many grievances. They are all based on fear, and the fear is nowhere. Inside is love and perfection. Around you, just love and perfection. There is nowhere fear can exist. You can reduce 99% of your thoughts, 99% of your activity. We can reduce them because all of them are based on their fear. And fear doesn't exist, meaning your thought and your activity affect nothing. So listen. You don't need to ask this God voice anything. It's enough. God is in you. God is outside of you. Between, there is illusion, ego's thought. Ego still probably, right now, this moment, ego probably say, but, I need this, I need that, but. So it's all fear. And there is no fear. There is no fear exist. So when you try to listen to God's voice, you choose this. And while you are listening to the but, you choose ego, you choose fantasy, you choose illusion, and you choose to run away from your strengths. Your greatness, from your limitlessness. So while you are listening to God's voice, there is no vocabulary of powerlessness, hopelessness, limitation, sense of lack, I'm not good enough. No such thing exists here. Memorize this sensation, memorize gut voice. You can listen to the voice any time. You can come back to this state everywhere. So remember, there is no fear exist. There is nothing to fear. Nothing. There is nothing to fear. This is from A Course in Miracles workbook lesson number 45. So surrounded by God and embrace God in you. Slowly put your head down and come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much for sharing. Thank you.